welcome to Paradise Noir on Slack City Radio. We have a big show coming up this weekend with Ultrasun and Massive Luxury Overdose, who are here with me in the actors' studio today. We're going to chat and we're going to play some music. If you haven't tuned in before, we will be playing an hour of dark and deviant music, electronic, industrial, EBM, post-punk, synth-pop, synth-punk, all that kind of stuff. But yeah, we kicked off the show there with a track from Zeropolis, a couple of French guys in London making some pretty cool dark wave music. That track was Tragedy. There's a new one, another new one from Cold Cave as well, She Rains Down. And the last track you heard there was Marie Davidson with a track called YAAM. I have, as I mentioned, Massive Luxury Overdose here in the studio with me. Introduce yourselves, please.
I'm Lilia from Massive Luxury Overdose.
Hi, and I'm Caitlin from Massive Luxury Overdose.
How long have you been doing Massive Luxury Overdose now? Because you've been amongst this scene for quite a while in Brighton. But the band's a later kind of addition to that, right?
We started in 2019. I'm glad that you could remember the year, because yeah. I was just like, it was before the pandemic, and like, you know, there's the before time and then the after time. And
so
I
was it was
like,
the before time.
It was the before time, yeah.
Yeah, have you been making music for quite a while, both of you, or you just kind of were like, we need to make the music now?
The latter.
Yeah, it came about in a bit of a strange way, actually. So I won a guitar in a raffle, a bass guitar.
Oh, cool.
And then I taught myself to play it, and then I got invited to play at a friend's show, Monotheism. So that's like a sort of regular electronic night that's every couple of months. And I asked Lilia, do you want to do something with me?
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, I've got a list of band names ready to go. What do you want to call it? And it was like, well, this is kind of like fate, I guess.
Okay. We originally planned to be a harsh industrial noise band, but so we thought the name Massive Luxury Overdose was kind of funny. But we ended up making synth pop instead.
Yeah, well, it's kind of noisy and dark as well, but it is more dancey. And you're saying Lilia is more influenced by Italo Disco for one. You said.
Oh yeah, definitely. I've also got a side project with Italo Disco stuff, but that's not what we're speaking about today.
save that for another day.
No, like I'm influenced by loads of obscure minimal wave, mainly.
Yeah, and we're gonna find out hopefully some of these influences. Yeah, 80s Madonna is amazing. It's a big influence of mine. I've been playing a lot more of that kind of stuff at the Paradise Noir events, because the guys who I DJ with, Faye and Ebby, both play a lot more of the darker post-punk, heavier, more industrial stuff. So it kind of just leaves me to play some more synth pop, which I'm not complaining about. So we're going to start with a band that is this a pretty solid equal choice of you guys for your influences?
That was a nod from Lilia. Yeah. I'll just say
it was my
pick. I'd say it's quite minimal and it's a little bit filthy, which speaks MLO to me. So
yeah, so you've selected your first tune, a big influence of Massive Luxury Overdose, or at least one of your Caitlin's influences, from Vancouver, Canada, with a track off of their first EP?
Yeah, 2010.
Yeah, this is a banger. We've definitely played this one at our night. I'm sure you've probably played it at your night. We should maybe introduce that as well. So you guys are also running quite a long-standing night in Brighton called Collapse.
Yeah, I'll leave Lilia to talk about that as the founder.
Yeah, that was me.
Oh, you did that.
Yeah, me and Celia from Flex Disco.
Why did you do that? Why did you think that needed to be done? Because it did.
No shade to the goth scene in Brighton, but it wasn't that. So we thought we'd like do something a bit more interesting and play stuff, a lot of older stuff and a lot of newer stuff that's influenced by newer stuff, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like early industrial, and I think that sound was starting to become really popular with bands like Cold Cave. My Boy Harsh hadn't come out yet, but like those sort of bands, and like loads of bands which don't exist anymore, like Terrorist, White Car, blah blah.
Yeah, where did you do your first ones?
The Cowley Club.
Oh, they're at the Cowley Club. That's cool. Was that like, was it late, or was that like a regular kind of gig time that you were doing those initially?
Yeah, it was just up on the weekend, like 9 till 2 a.m. We put on like some bands as
That's kind of
well.
late. Club.
That's the latest we could do it till
Yeah.
two. But yeah, like, and we put on band. We had put on Drill Folly
Yeah.
and Cremation Lily
Oh, awesome. I didn't
and
realize you put on those
random
things.
other people I don't remember.
You
Yeah.
once put on that band where there was a girl in a like in a gymnastics outfit, and someone just playing the bass, and she would get up in
Sure, if
people's
that's her.
faces and like scream at them about them wanting to fuck her. It was really quite
Oh
intense.
God, I don't remember that.
I do. It's
Do
quite
you?
unforgettable.
I don't. I was often quite wasted by that point
Yeah.
too.
And at this point of doing Collapse, you hadn't really put on, you hadn't been playing much music yourself, had you?
No, I only really started it when we started Massive Luxury Overdose.
Oh, okay.
So I always meant to do it, but never quite got around to it.
We did have that really cool all-in-one unit.
Oh, you said that. Yeah, I've had like this
Hold on.
old, like broken Roland MC-307, like groove box. I just sort of play around in it, and I learned how to sequence and stuff using it.
So
And
just a
that's it.
slow burning long time coming of okay, yeah, finally it's the right time to
Yeah,
make some
just
music.
random.
Yeah. Cool. Well, yeah, we're gonna play this Cosmetic song, and then we're gonna play some more, and you're gonna hear some of Massive Luxury Overdose, who are playing this Saturday, the 30th of March, at Alphabet for the Paradise Noir Club Night. And this is Black Leather Gloves by Cosmetics.
Oh my God, I wasn't expecting
pleasure when I wear black leather. Yeah, you're tuned to Paradise Noir. That was Message Luxury Overdose, a track called Rush. And before that, you heard Cosmetics with Black Leather Gloves. Yeah, you can probably hear some influences there from Cosmetics. And we were just talking about the track Crush. And an actual influence from that was quite amusing, what you just told me.
Amusing? No, Factory Floor.
Yeah.
Those things for a lot of Factory Floor. And they did this song called Lying. They did this song called Lying. It's just all it is the lead singer scrape guitar, and it's just this one arpeggio going did 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 for like 5 minutes.
Yeah,
the drum, and that's it.
You want just really like good. Scraping the guitar?
Yeah, obviously, Crush is a lot more decorative, but. That was the main influence for the structure.
That was what got you into the vibe for making this song.
It was Caitlin's, it was her lyrics and her bass line.
Yeah, and it's funny, it's actually one of the only MLO songs where I'm not scraping a guitar.
Oh,
so
okay.
You felt like you needed to like bring the guitar scraping in a different way.
Yeah, I did the guitar scraping in the studio.
This is off your
fourth.
Yeah. So this is off your fourth EP.
Yeah, it is the fourth, yeah. We'd had to think about that for a minute.
Yeah, we don't even know.
We've done too many.
Yeah. What have you released so far? It's been just EPs?
Yeah, we did a single to begin with. It was called Chakra Opening.
Okay.
And it's pretty noise rock.
Is that the first song you wrote as well?
Yeah.
What was influencing that at the time? What were the main things you were listening to at this point? The initiation of Massive Luxury Overload.
We were like really amused by the idea of the Kardashians and luxury lifestyles and crystal healing and Scoop.
Sort of the idea of, you know, like guided dolphin meditations, but everything goes horribly, horribly wrong.
It really comes across in your music.
This is us to begin with. We were going to be a conceptual noise band about the Kardashians or something.
Yeah.
But
just, you know, because like wellness, I think. Yeah. I think wellness has taken a bit of a hit recently, but you know, back when we started, it was very much like.
It was big.
It was a way of being. And, you know, it was just fun to play with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you listen to it, it's quite a racket. And it's someone giving you a guided meditation.
I think at one point I wanted to do a song called Placenta Facial, but that one never quite took off.
There's still time.
I don't know who your audience might be for that one. But
Anyone.
Yeah, anyone who needs to just let loose.
Everyone likes smooth skin, so.
Yeah.
And hates babies.
Yeah.
So you don't play live too often, do you, with this?
No.
Just more of a labour of love for producing music.
I quite like playing live, but I think, you know, it is... I think playing live, like practicing for live, is a labour of love.
Mm-hmm.
And a little while back we said, well, if it's our friends who are putting it on or people we know or nights that we really support, then that's great. If we're getting paid, that's great. If it's not, then, you know, is it worth all the effort for us to get ready? You know, we try and put a lot of glamour into going on stage and sound our best, and you know, that is, it's not easy. So yeah, we want to be paid.
Yeah, exactly. And hopefully, I mean, there's a lot of this music coming out at the moment. There's a lot of bands, there's a lot more people touring, playing, I suppose, that middle ground between electronic music and punk music, and you've both got influences on kind of both sides of that. And it's nice to see, like, this exact situation where I've been able to book Ultrasun, who a lot of these bands haven't been really touring, especially not in the UK. A lot of them go to Europe, across America. But yeah, there's far fewer have been coming.
It's less
here.
Of a like a modern dark wave scene. It's very centred on London. Here it's tiny.
Yeah, there is quite a lot going on in London.
As you might have noticed.
That's the thing. You've been doing the collapse stuff. I've been trying to get more bands down.
And I think bands like that, I mean, like I said, I don't think there's that much of a market in the UK. Like, we sell most of our music in the US and Europe.
Cool. I was going to ask where your listeners might be based, because,
quite international, I'd say. Like, you know,
but not the UK.
That's probably another reason why, you know, there's no reason for you to push the live show if you've got quite a fair amount of listeners but spread entirely across the world.
We've been
in
half-heartedly
little pockets.
Invited to New York by '80s Baby.
I don't think it was half-heartedly.
I think
they fully meant it.
No,
we just need
twice.
To find the money for a plane ticket and we'll come.
Yeah, they're like, we saw on Instagram, like, sort of like sassy goth club in New York, Synthesize. They have all these like club kids voguing to two of our tracks on stage.
Amazing.
And it's like, oh my god, that's the pinnacle of our career. That's so cool.
That's another thing I was going to ask, actually, is was there any specific nights that you'd been to or events that you've seen from afar or whatever that influenced Collapse or Massive Luxury Overdose?
When I did Collapse, I was mainly, there wasn't any clubs like it, I don't think. I was influenced about, like, my friends went on a trip to Berlin and they told me about the dark wave clubs they went to. I didn't see them, But I was like, that's a good idea. And sort of ripped it off.
Yeah.
And tried to imagine what an alternative club in like the mid 80s would be like. Obviously with modern music as well.
Exactly. Yeah, that's very similar to the thoughts I had with the whole Paradise Noir thing.
Mm. Apparently, Brighton was a goth epicenter in the 80s. If you look at old pictures, like, you couldn't move for great big giant back-combed hairs.
Yeah, and there's a lot of it back. Yeah, I think it's more prevalent in actual style than it is even the music, especially around here. Like, there's a lot of people walking around with good style in that aesthetic.
Yeah.
But not so many of them going to the clubs.
I think it's just easier to go, because, like, Brighton, there's less venues now, and it's easier to go to one of, like, the basic venues that everyone goes to, like Greendoor Store. And
I feel like I need to defend the independent venues. They are good, and you know, I think that if it's something we can share, there's an audience for it, then you know, that's what they do. They need to make, you know, it's not easy being an independent venue. You need to have to prove that you can make the bar sales and that you can promote and stuff like
especially
that, you know?
It's very competitive.
It's very competitive, and there's very few places that will let you put a club night on for free anymore, whereas it used to be a lot easier to find places, whereas now there's you know, it is a lot more competitive, and I think it's because you know, there are just fewer places that are open and sort of available. So
I should probably emphasize, I wasn't slagging off Green Door Store. I think they're great, apart from their stupid dance floor that you fall over on.
Yeah.
It's, if you don't go out wearing heels, you won't fall over, would be my advice.
I refuse. I've only myself to blame, I suppose.
I think all that said, I think my dream gig is still playing the Whitby Goth Weekender.
Oh, yeah.
Like, absolute dream gig, yeah.
That would be so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Wave Treffen, like that big goth festival in Germany.
Yeah, take us there straight away. Yeah.
Okay.
We've even got a song in German, actually.
You've got a song in German? Yeah. What, a new one or an old one?
Old one.
It's an old one.
Yeah, we can play that shortly then. Yeah. Okay. What were we going to play first? We're going to play some Ministry.
Yeah, Over the Shoulder. We'll be right back.
Massive Luxury Overdose with a track called Goddess. That was off your 2020 release, little EP called Work.
Yeah.
Is there a track called Work on there? No, you just
there
called...
is actually the lead track, Run For Your Money. The chorus basically says, well, it's not, it's got two choruses.
It's got several yeah. choruses in, and they're all fantastic.
And we tell people to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what was Goddess about?
It's a sample of an interview of Ayn Rand to begin with, where she says, like, love is just a transaction. There's no such thing.
Yeah. And for those of you who aren't familiar with Ayn Rand, she's one of the most influential thinkers on modern right-wing thought. So she's definitely someone who you want in your corner. Because she's an evil bitch and she will cut you.
Yeah. And it's also about like affirmation culture, like Instagram influence, especially at that time and still now, where they tell you to be your own goddess. And it's very encouraging, a very sort of like selfish, solipsistic worldview in a kind of new age sort of way.
We're going to get a cardboard cut out of her on stage one day soon.
So your new EP is only 3 tracks. So you said you're going to sneak some of these older tracks into the current set that you'll be playing on
4
Saturday.
4 tracks, actually.
4 tracks? I'm looking at this one thinking 3.
Oh, no, that's got 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, we always play old stuff. We just jumble it up because it's more than half an hour.
We do, yeah. We try and play a different set list every time we play just to keep it interesting for people.
Yeah, just for a laugh.
Cool. Are you working on anything else, or is this just let's see how it goes?
Oh no, we've just finished working on stuff. I'm having a break.
Yeah, we've just released the EP, so we'll have a little bit of time to regroup and come up with some more ideas.
Yeah,
I'll be working on my solo stuff for a little
bit. What is your solo stuff called?
I do an Italo new wave sophisti pop act called Asti Spumanti, and a sort of experimental dark wavy thing called Andromeda Milk.
Yeah. Are you doing anything else, Caitlin?
I like DJing. DJing is my passion. But I've got a SoundCloud under the name of Van Horn. I should really put some more of the mixes that I've done up there. I'd sort of do like 110 EBM techno, quite like filthy dark stuff, and other things. I've done weddings, all sorts.
Yeah. Yeah, have you guys got any DJ things coming up? Because I mean, I was saying you should definitely come and DJ the Paradise Noir night at some point as well.
We've got a collapse coming up. It's the weekend before Pride.
It's the 27th of July, which is the weekend before Pride, which means that it's slim pickings for alternative options to Pride. I've always thought that there should be an alternative to Pride called Hate, which is, you know, for the dark deviants out there.
That's good.
But until that dream becomes a reality, comes the collapse, which will be downstairs at the Brunswick on the 27th of July.
The first track on this EP, Theme from LMLO. How have you come about this name? Why is it your theme?
Because it's name is Massive Luxury Overdose. Maybe we're imagining ourselves as a corporation. If you look at the lyrics, we say Aramco, BA Systems, Sinopec, like, who are the biggest conglomerates in the world. So we're jokingly comparing ourselves to them, MLO.
We're not jokingly comparing ourselves to them. We are planning to become them. This is the first stop before world domination.
Don't tell everyone. Caitlin.
sorry. This is surely everyone who's listening can keep a secret, right?
Yeah. About that.
I don't think every song on the EP is about that. So the second 2 tracks I wrote, and normally I play the bass with crystals or with other, like, items that I can find. I've got a violin bow. I've got an e-bow.
So you like are you like rubbing it with crystals?
Yeah, exactly. So, like, you know, some people get, you know, like, use a vibrator on the guitar to, like, get that proper, like, drill sound. But I tend to use a selenite wand or a rose quartz wand or something like that. But actually, with the next 2 tracks, I am just playing the bass, playing it. So that's almost like a novelty thing at this point of, you know, being on the 4th EP and actually playing the bass.
And normally it's Lilia who writes the tracks about love and heartbreak, but I thought that I would do them for a change.
We swapped over this time.
Yeah, in terms of the lyrics. So so that's definitely a bit of a change.
And I did the creepy ones.
Instead. Creepy ones. What are the creepy ones about?
Well, the lead one, obviously, running people over and orgasming while doing it. And the fourth track is inspired by the film Funeral Parade of Roses.
I've not heard of this, no.
Oh, it's really good. You should watch it.
What kind of film is that?
It's an avant-garde Japanese film from 1969.
Mm.
And it's loosely based on Oedipus Rex. And the story of Electra, so it's about having like daddy issues.
So this is kind of where the name comes from.
Yeah, yeah.
EP name.
Yeah, I've got major daddy issues, so that came out in that song quite a lot. But like, there's the main character. She's sort of like in a transsexual brothel, and she's trying to like steal the title of madam from her rival, and like. And then she like steals the madam's boyfriend. I'm not going to say the rest because it will spoil it, but it doesn't end well.
I'll check out the film and then I'll watch the film before I come on Friday.
The still is the album cover, so no spoilers, but yeah, no one ends up very, very well out of the film.
No, it's very sad, but also it's very, very beautiful.
So that's a still from the film, the cover.
Yeah.
Okay, it's only on Bandcamp at the moment. If you want to find it, it will be on Massive Luxury Overdoses Bandcamp. It's a self-release, self-produced, self-mastered.
We had some assistance with the mastering.
And this one?
Yeah, we had someone help with the final master for some tips, so give them a credit.
But other than that, all very DIY.
Oh, yeah.
Do you even do it in studios? Is this all bedroom? At home antics.
This is all at home very much.
How long did this one take? How long have you been slaving away at trying to get the sounds you wanted out of this?
Too long.
Yeah.
Way too long.
You always do. Like I do all the synth stuff, but I tend to build up layers and layers and layers and spend like an entire day getting like one bell sound how I want it. So it's very laborious and it takes a very long time just to do four tracks.
I'm glad you do, because it sounds great, and I do feel like there's a lot of, people can release stuff every day and build like a bit of a community on social media or whatever and have the aesthetic. Mm. You have the aesthetic. I do think you also have some really cool influences and music to back that.
We try and do things differently every time, so it doesn't, so that it feels like we're evolving, I guess.
Yeah. Who knows where we'll go next?
Yeah, obviously we've got you playing with Ultra Sun. Is there any acts that you would love to share a stage with?
No. No, only headlines.
I was gonna like reel off a list of acts.
There's bands that I like, that I'd like to sort of like be playing on a bill with. I was speaking to Jay Clack, one of the guys from Clack, and he wants us to do a remix. And that's he's going to do a remix of our things. And we really like them, so we'd like to share a stage with Clack.
Yeah, have you done remixes as MLO before?
No, we're doing that at the moment, that remix.
That is the next thing to drop.
I keep offering to do people's remixes, and they keep going, yeah, sure, okay, one day.
Yeah, I think it's a good way to go, and it keeps your output going, and it kind of connects you with a good part of the community.
Mm.
Yeah, connects you with the community that you might not otherwise have... shown up with, especially with algorithms these days. But are you looking to take this further than just releasing stuff yourself, or are you kind of just
I'd definitely be happy to be on a label if that was something,
but at the same time,
but we'd want like complete freedom, so
I like the idea of starting my own label, because I've kind of disabled, so I can't like just pump out things that I think could be expected to work all the time, because I'm ill quite a lot. So,
sure.
It would have to, having your own label, you'd be able to put out stuff whenever you wanted.
With this, it's like not even under a kind of fake own label, is it just under like your own
It's just under us. Yeah.
We should do that. We have like a little vanity label.
Yeah, we could set up a vanity label for sure.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
We'll just call it MLO.
Yeah.
I think that's sort of giving the game away, isn't it?
A little bit. Yeah, we can sign all our side projects.
But yeah, come on down on Saturday night and you'll be able to see this band headlining. This is Ultrasun with Shake Your Demons. Yeah, so we're at Alphabet on Saturday night, but yeah, from 10 to 3 a.m. Opening the night will be Paradise Noir DJs and then Ultrasun, who are coming over from Belgium for a few dates in the UK this week.